Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Wednesday, May 25th, 2005. Today I'm going to be reading and reacting to Science and Hypothesis, continuing with my occasional readings and reactions to this book by Henri Poincaré. This is the chapter on the classical mechanics. He's been talking about inertia and supposing that the law of inertia might have alternate forms.
For the first few weeks I was on the job, I do not have the cushy job that I wanted, which was the attendant of the lobby of the luxury building on the complex Presidential Plaza's luxury building, which was Jefferson Tower. I was instead the roaming,
very conscious.
Though there are days when,
though I feel it, I don't see it, living as I do in the city and not out in the country where the sky is always so present.
I should pause for a moment and mention why I'm reading Fernando Pessoa occasionally.
And actually, I was surprised
this series 5x5.
And it's partly because
May and June of that year, I had thought it was possibly a little earlier, because, but we won't get into that too much. I thought it came before a particular incident in my life and provided the template through which I understood that incident. And
so
in fact,
I'm going to continue
came several months after
about
this
possibility
of
it's only
what astronomers might think if they lived in such a world. And it takes a long time to summarize a previous paragraph in this book because the argument is very, very dense.
For this principle to be true only in appearance, lest we should fear that someday it must be replaced by one of the analogous principles which I opposed it to just now, we must have been led astray by some amazing
penthouse apartments that had once gone for $1,000 a month were now going for maybe $750, and the prices on the less fashionable floors may have deflated even more. The downtown around it, downtown Syracuse, was getting kind of dodgy. One of the two big department stores had closed its doors.
There was at that time no big
Levi, was able to talk to him about things like, where he was going to sit, just sit here and wait, and I'll get you a cup of coffee, maybe water or whatever. And he seemed okay. I explained to him that I could not rent an apartment at 3 in the morning, and he seemed to accept that. I think I called over to the other security guard, who had more experience than me.
Required by law,
who called the police
by sheer chance.
No
doubt the probability that two eccentricities are both exactly zero is not smaller than the probability that one is 0.1 and the other 0.2. The probability of a simple event is not smaller than that of a complex one. Okay, so it's not actually
gotten to yet.
Now, he's making an argument here.
There's a different statistical
argument that other people would make here, but he isn't a clown.
From the river up to the castle, the probability to simply drift along a disparate naked tumult.
If
some are white, the tattered vanguard of some unknown army, others more ponderous
and almost black,
are swept slowly along by the audible.
But what became extraordinarily interesting to me, and what sort of stuck in my mind, and became sort of a problem that I kept thinking about for a year or more afterwards, was this passage that I'm about to read right now. And we start off in Susan Sheehan's narrative voice on this one. For a minute, she looks as if she's going to cry, but she quickly brightens up.
Tells the children again that she
was unable to sleep during the day
before. It was 8 hours of a dark night of the soul. But on the nights when I did get enough to sleep, the lobby of Jefferson Towers was an intellectual and imaginative paradise. I would write, or more likely read, all night with fury and with passion. Incredible range.
I now actually understand. I just realized
academic discipline.
What role or the third order
and one article
supposition, the other alternative, the more complex alternative to the law of inertia. He imagined two alternatives, one a simpler version of law where planets' motions are determined only by their position, and a more complex law where it is determined by position and acceleration, making it a third order. And I now understand it, but I'm not going to have time to explain my...